thanks, Cameron. Our platform is all about building the strongest economy in the G7 and protecting Canada from the threats that we've been experiencing from down south in the United States from the Trump administration. You know, we've got our own challenges without these tariffs, and the tariffs will basically make them all worse. So one of the top priorities that I've got as a local member of Parliament is looking for solutions on affordability, on housing, on grocery costs, on energy, pretty much anything that, is on somebody's credit card or on a bank statement. We got to figure out how to stabilize those prices and bring them down. And one of the best ways to do that is by reducing or eliminating the interprovincial trade barriers. You know, I've always been a little bit vexed by the fact that it's easier to buy a bottle of wine in Ontario from South Africa than it is from British Columbia. I'd way rather support the Canadian economy than support the South African or French economy. If I travel there, then I'd be happy to enjoy their products, but I prefer to support ours. So we're doing that. We're also fighting back against the United States. We're making the case that the tariffs are bad for both economies. But it's also about standing up for everything that makes us Canadian, uniquely Canadian. You know, one of the best things about being Canadian, one of the biggest distinguishing factors, is that we're not Americans and we don't want to be. So, you know, to hear just even yesterday, this 51st state nonsense from Donald Trump, I just want to make this perfectly clear that we will never be the 51st state. I would, be very willing to, consider whatever is necessary. Like, I've never considered joining the military before, but when I started hearing that, I was like, well, if it's time to fight for my country, then I'll do whatever I can, because I don't take those threats very lightly. But at the same time, we've got our own challenges. We've got a local manufacturing sector that's doing very well but needs to continue to receive support. We've got Conestoga and Laureate right here in Milton offering post-secondary education for local youth. And we've got a growing population here in Milton, but the population's growing faster than local job opportunities, particularly for young people between 16 and 25. So lots to work on, and I'm very, very fortunate to have had a great experience for the last 5.5 years and find some solutions for a lot of the challenges that face my constituency. But I'm looking forward to continuing that work with Mark Carney, who's been an extraordinary leader for the past few months.